Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for June 26, 2026. Today has been a significant day for Tesla across legal, regulatory, and product fronts. In legal news, Tesla has settled a lawsuit with the family of a pedestrian killed by a Model Y operating in full self-driving mode in Arizona in 2023. This was the first known pedestrian fatality linked to Tesla's FSD system. The terms of the settlement remain undisclosed. The incident is central to an ongoing federal investigation by the NHTSA covering 3.2 million Tesla vehicles. Tesla executives have stated that camera systems have been updated and software restrictions have been implemented for FSD use in low visibility conditions. On the regulatory side, the NHTSA has closed its investigation into electronic power-assisted steering loss in certain 2023 Model 3 and Model Y vehicles. Tesla addressed the issue through a safety recall and software updates deployed starting in October 2023, which significantly reduced consumer complaints. In a move that could benefit Tesla's Cybercab, the NHTSA has proposed removing the federal mandate for manual brake pedals in vehicles designed to operate without a human driver. The proposed rule change is currently open for public comment. Looking at product news, Tesla plans to introduce the Model Y Long Range, known as Model YL, to the U.S. market later this year. Production is expected to begin in September at Gigafactory Texas, with sales starting before the end of 2026. This larger variant has been successful in China and responds to consumer demand for a larger Tesla SUV, especially after the discontinuation of the Model X and Model S earlier this year. Tesla is also preparing to expand its Cybercab Robotaxi program to Washington, D.C. The purpose-built Cybercab entered production in February 2026 and received its official introduction into commerce date from the EPA on May 29. The Robotaxi service is currently operating in Austin, Dallas, and Houston. In financial news, Tesla's stock is currently considered overvalued by Guru Focus, with a GF value of $288 against a current price of $375. Institutional ownership remains high at 66.2%. Elon Musk's net worth has fallen below the $1 trillion mark to an estimated $970 billion, due to falling SpaceX and Tesla stock prices, weeks after he became the world's first trillionaire following the SpaceX IPO. And in energy developments, Tesla announced a significant partnership with Sunrun and Renew Home to aggregate over 16 gigawatts of flexible residential power capacity, positioning its battery and software ecosystem as a potential solution for AI data center power needs. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.